From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Another burst of activity from Montserrat Soufrière volcano as residents spend another night away from home. Guyana's president Tchédé Diagne says Omaï will have to pay for the cost of one of the country's biggest environmental disasters and the final report on the Commission of Inquiry into St. Lucia's UN fund scandal. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. More volcanic activity as a nighttime curfew in parts of Montserrat continued into a second day. Residents in the capital Plymouth, the south and east of the island were allowed into work during the day today, but many are due to return this evening to evacuation sites in the north. In a short while, we'll hear from the British commander heading the naval contingency helping the evacuees and the memories of those who experienced volcanic activity in Montserrat in the 1930s and in 1966. But first, I'm joined live on the line by journalist Keith Stonegreaves in Plymouth. Keith, what sort of activity was there today?
Well, just after 4 o'clock this afternoon, Ken, we had a small venting episode which lasted just momentarily, with most of the ash not coming into Plymouth as it did on Monday morning, but instead going across the mountain chain and going towards the south of the island to an area called St. Patrick's.
Did many people opt to come back to their homes during the day?
Yes, many people came in from the northern portion of the island, coming into Plymouth and going into the other areas, just basically to pick up some much-needed items, clothing, and having something to eat, maybe looking after their animals. And then most of them were heading back out towards the northern part of the island.
How are people dealing with the additional activity today?
Well, they've been taking it quite well. Many of them took the opportunity as well to catch up, get some money from the banks. The banks were open for just a short time, for a four-hour period between 8 o'clock this morning and 12 noon. And they also catch up on a number of other little activities around town. But as I said, most folks were looking at the mountain top and also trying to get back out into that safe zone.
Okay, Keith, stay on the line, please. The British guardship HMS Southampton is stationed off Montserrat to provide help for the evacuees and in case the Soufrière volcano erupts and the entire island needs to be completely evacuated. Earlier today, the Southampton's commander, Keith Winstanley, said a ship, a Type 42 destroyer, had moved around from the capital to the other side of the island when the Monday morning explosion of ash and steam took place.
We were well placed to advise the local authorities from the seaward side that there was nothing descending on Plymouth other than ash, although it was the ash cloud was about 7,000 feet high and it's left a deposit of about 5 millimetres of ash over the town. My helicopter, a Lynx helicopter, is also ashore flying 2 daily sorties in support of the scientists to allow them to measure the sulfur dioxide emissions from the volcano and also to try and sight the 2 vents, although with low cloud over the mountains, that's not been very easy in the last 24 hours.
HMS Southampton Commander Keith Winstanley and Britain's Overseas Development Agency, the ODA, met this morning in London to work out plans for a total evacuation if necessary. The Antiguan government was asked today to provide costs to Britain for upgrading the U.S. airbase to house people moved from Montserrat. French authorities have also offered the use of an airport building now being put up in Guadeloupe for evacuees. I'm joined once more by Keith Stonegreaves in Plymouth. There had been a strain on resources when people from the east of the island had been moved to the north last week. Keith, were conditions more comfortable last night?
Well, most of the folks, Ken, were staying in churches and schools and community buildings, plus a lot of them took the opportunity to stay with relatives and friends in the area. And yes, conditions were a lot better. At least the shelter managers had their first taste of the activity when they had the residents from the far eastern villages, and that sort of acted as a little test for them, so they were in a better position to meet out the necessary needs.
Okay, Keith Stone in Plymouth, thank you very much. The explosion of ash and steam on July 18th is the third incident of volcanic activity this century. The last time in 1966, Montserrat lived with a long period of rumblings. Austin Bramble, a former chief minister of Montserrat, was communications minister at the time. He described to me what the activity was like then.
In 1966, the volcanic activity was nothing like what it is now. We had some earthquakes. In addition to earthquakes which were felt throughout the community, the scientific instruments monitoring the activity in Montserrat detected several earthquakes, lots of tremors. And there were occasionally stronger emissions of sulfurous gas, but nothing, absolutely nothing what we have going on now. As far as the community was concerned, there was some very minor awareness that there was a higher level of seismic activity going on, but it never reached the point where there was anything like an alert or anything of that sort.
So in essence, how does it compare with today's activities?
The 66 activity was fun compared with what we have now. We have the real thing now. That was just a little bit of a diversion, but nothing. It was not a crisis of any sort. We have a crisis on our hands now.
People's dealing with it then and today. Can you compare briefly?